Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Juju Smith-Schuster is now a member of the New England Patriots.
That's right.
A 3-year, $33 million deal.
Yeah. Congratulations to him, right?
Still, yeah. He did well.
Mm-hmm.
So, still some people at that rate would say, hey, why didn't the Chiefs sign him? I get it. That's fine.
Right.
It felt like a pretty affordable deal, but
what is affordable though for a wide receiver anymore? Because you say it's an affordable deal, right? And I'm not arguing with you at all on that. But is that affordable to the Chiefs?
Did you think he was the top probably wide receiver available in free agency?
I don't know. Probably not. I thought more people would have fallen all over themselves for Odell Beckham Jr. Quite honestly, okay. I thought there'd be more DeAndre Hopkins.
Signed, so you know, DeAndre Hopkins isn't a free agent,
right? But no, but I mean, wide receivers could be available.
I said a free agent wide receiver.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
probably the most accomplished last year.
Had a decent year. Yeah,
decent year. Like he was probably definitely the top end.
Yeah, sure. One of your top five.
Unless there was a feeding frenzy,
right?
You know, low double figures that had taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking like 10.
Yeah.
Know.
$10 million a year, $11 million, which is what he's getting. $11 million a year.
I thought it was a decent rate.
But yeah. I wonder out loud, really, what like the Chiefs' budget is for wide receivers, you know? Because if 3 for $33 is over their budget, what is their budget? And I'm not saying 3 for $33 is over their budget, but clearly he went and signed with another team for a reason, right?
Yeah.
So it wasn't something that they wanted to deal with or work with. Maybe they didn't want him anymore. Whatever the case may be. I'm just wondering right now from like a fan expectation, because we hear about the wide receivers all the time, right? People are always talking about when are we getting DeAndre Hopkins and Odell Beckham Jr. We've laid out that scenario.
What was our friends at Arrowhead Pride today? The wait continues for a wide receiver.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a week.
I mean, my God. Well, right. NewJersey.com declared free agency over the other day. So. And so Arrowhead Pride says, well, the wait continues for the wide receiver.
The wait continues. I'm like, it's only been a week. Let's slow down.
It's really, if you didn't get signed in the first couple of days, now you're on the scrap heap and maybe you don't get signed, right? Like, there are guys walking around right now who are like, man, I thought I was going to get a big contract, like Frank Clark, right? Did you expect Frank Clark to still be out there? I thought somebody would give Frank Clark some kind of contract, right?
I did not.
You did not.
I think he's in the
mercenary camp now.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Okay. All right. I thought somebody would give him some coin.
It's like Pat Camp.
Yeah.
But it's a bunch of defensive linemen that all work out together, and then they go, who needs a pass rusher?
Right.
At the end of camp and joins the team.
Okay.
So, no, I figured that there was a good chance he was in that category.
I thought Lamar for sure would have some kind of offer or interest or more than just smoke right now, you know, in free agency. But, yeah, all the big-name guys are pretty much gone, so the wait does continue. Are you going to get it through the draft 36 days from now? Are you going to do another free agent signing, an undraft, whatever the case may be? I'm just wondering, to bring this back, like 3 for $33, you're right. That doesn't sound like a lot at all. I mean, that's $11 million a year. That's what the Royals paid Mike Sweeney in the early 2000s, right? That's not a lot of money. And so I think that the wide receiver allocated funds in Kansas City may be a lot lower than even we're thinking it
maybe
would be, you know?
Well, he made $9 million something last year, but half of it
was incentive-based. Yeah.
So it's not like he was on a
he was not on a big money deal.
He was a $10 million wide receiver last year. He became one by his performance.
Right.
You know, in their dollars.
Right.
Right.
So, sure.
Yeah. It's hard to tell exactly what their budget is necessarily, but
and maybe the better Patrick Mahomes plays, the smaller that budget gets, man. I mean, and I hate to tell you this, they're relying on Patrick Mahomes to make guys better. And so for people who have this like pining for this big name wide receiver, it's just probably not going to happen here in Kansas City.
And they made it that way, too, with the trade.
Right, right. They showed you last year and then turned around and won the Super Bowl. So there really is no debating whether or not they're doing it wrong, right?
Juju dropped by 98.5 in Boston and discussed why he signed with the Patriots. And he did not, first and foremost, say 3 for $33.
No.
To be honest, it was Belichick, man. The guy, you know, just the want and the need, and you know, the position that I can fill there, you know, really, really brought my, like, caught my attention. And I felt that, like, that was the most thing, you know, like feeling wanted in a place where, you know, I played against, you know, a head coach where, you know, I have a lot of respect for. And I just think that that goes a long way.
I think what we're looking at right now is that you look
go
at a
play
guy
for Belichick.
Well, that, which is,
how about that?
I mean, that's crazy.
Always admired him. Thought he was a, you know, like a coach that would motivate and do whatever. And
yeah,
they had a good role for him.
Maybe.
Okay.
But Juju Smith-Schuster to Mac Jones is what Sammy Watkins was to Patrick Mahomes in his first year as the starter here in Kansas City. We needed to get some weapons around Mahomes because we don't know how good he's going to be. Oh, he's really good. We don't need to get weapons around Mahomes anymore. We'll just stick with Kelce and call it a day. I think what you're looking at in New England is a quarterback that needs weapons around him. Like, I don't think Mac Jones is to that level of Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and some of these quarterbacks that make the guys around them better. He needs good guys around him to make him better. He's more in the camp of Alex Smith than he is in the camp of Tom Brady or in the camp of a guy like Patrick Mahomes, where those guys truly make everybody around them better. We saw Tom Brady do that for the better part of two decades. We're witnessing it right now here in Kansas City. And so I think Juju Smith-Schuster carries more value and fills more of a need in New England for what they're trying to accomplish than what we're trying to do here in Kansas City. The Kansas City Chiefs are looking at it and going, we've got this unbelievable quarterback who may be the best that's ever lived. There's no reason for us to go out and spend money on wide receivers and weapons because he makes guys better. Done. New England's looking at it like, we got Mac Jones. We got a new offensive coordinator coming in. We really don't have any weapons here right now. Let's go out and get somebody that we know is a really good wide receiver that can help our young quarterback kind of take that next step. I think it's the same thinking that the Chiefs had when they signed Sammy Watkins a couple of years ago.
So, Bill Belichick, they can cast a win there.
Right.
If you're the Patriots, like, someone wanted to come play for Belichick.
Correct. That's that. That usually it was, I want to go play with Tom Brady,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
Belichick's like, see? See?
Right.
Juju fills a role for
Juju's
us.
Very and, good, and I've seen him play before.
Yeah, Mac Jones can find it.
Right.
Target, and I was always accused of not giving Brady any,
right,
any available help, and so decided Juju was probably the best fit.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Congratulations to Bill. He actually got somebody that wanted to come play for him.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So,
yeah.
The reason.
Somebody on the text line says career suicide for Juju. 3 for 33 is not career suicide.
Then also he could have said in comma, 33 was the best.
Right,
that was
the best number that I got, yeah, man. Yeah, that's the number that I got. Another person on the text line says, Bob, there's no way we are starting the season with this wide receiver group.
Why not?
I agree. They'll probably draft somebody.
Yeah, they'll add somebody. I guarantee you they're going to add somebody.
You're going to get somebody.
But if they didn't, I'd be like, okay.
And what's, you know.
I can roll with this group. I'm fine with it, and I think they're probably fine with it, but they're going to add.
Of
Look,
course.
They're always adding wide receivers. They picked up like 4 during last season.
Right.
Might have even been more. A couple guys are stashed. I don't know if, you know, the two Rosses are going to be healthy enough to help you,
mm-hmm,
but they stashed a couple of those guys. They're always going to be on the lookout for wide receivers.
And maybe somebody falls into their lap like Tony does
again. It's not over by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not at all. I mean, this is not a complete roster. I mean, we're still less than a week into free agency because free agency didn't kick off like 3:00 last Wednesday, right?
Maybe Mecole Hardman comes back.
Hardman comes back. Yeah, exactly. You don't know, but it's just, again, as we've talked about on this show and we've let you know for the last few weeks now, DeAndre Hopkins and Odell Beckham Jr. right now are too expensive. If the price changes on those two guys, the door opens. Again, they have the conversations. We'll see where we are. But as of right now, where we sit, the price is not right for the Kansas City Chiefs to go out and get Odell Beckham Jr. or DeAndre Hopkins. So take those two guys off your list right now. If you're a Chiefs fan and you're still pining for one of those two guys, that's wasted energy right now unless they drastically reduce their price. I mean, think of it this way. This is still Kansas City, right? They're still not going to scratch checks for bad contracts, and they're not going to extend those contracts and have funny money at the end that is going to hurt them down the line. And Brett Veach, I guess, in all of this, Josh, has become his own worst enemy because he shows how it can be done, and his bosses are like, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you did it before. No, you did it before.
No, you did it before. You've gone to 5 straight AFC championship games. Yeah. We're good where we are right now. Keep doing what we're doing. We're not changing it.
What happens when something changes at your workplace and you've taken on more, and then you go, well, yeah, can I get rid of the more?
No.
And they go, no.
No, no, you keep doing what
you're
doing.
Guess what? You made it work.
Yeah, that's
I saw you make it work.
You know what? We're going to take less from you, too.
Thing.
Yeah, make you do more.
It's the same thing.
We all experience it. Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.